Earlier on, we said we would offer you topics ecological, gerontological, topical, geographical, and informational. We will start with the topical trio. December sees the shortest day of the year, and this month, Claire Mannion of Broad Sky Astrology looked at how we honour the winter solstice. Neil Haverson reads her article.
December is almost here, bringing this challenging year to a close. The Sun is in upbeat Sagittarius, along with Mercury, planet of communication, offering a ray of hope. The winter solstice on December the 21st is the shortest day and marks the astronomical start of winter. This time of the returning light has been honoured for millennia. The ancient Romans had a midwinter festival called Saturnalia to honour their agricultural god Saturn. They gave gifts, lit candles, and feasted. They also temporarily swapped social roles, and slaves were treated to a grand banquet. In modern Britain, we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus, sharing gifts and food in the spirit of generosity and kindness. Astrologically, there is plenty of activity this month. On December the 14th, there is a solar eclipse in Sagittarius, which suggests change involving long-distance travel, beliefs, and freedom. Saturn, the stern planet, is in the spotlight this month. Firstly, it moves into the sociable sign of Aquarius on December the 17th, where it will remain for the next 2 years. We had a taste of this earlier in the year from March to June, when it briefly dipped its toe into Aquarius's airy realm before retreating back into Capricorn. Saturn symbolises rules, reality and long-term issues, and Aquarius relates to innovations, new technology and humanitarianism. This combination offers the opportunity to bring Aquarian ideas and ideals down to Earth in a long-term way. Secondly, Saturn finally meets up with Jupiter, the planet of expansion, on the day of the winter solstice, December the 21st, when the Sun moves into Capricorn. These conjunctions occur approximately every 20 years. This one is in Aquarius, making a tense aspect to rebellious Uranus, Aquarius's ruler. There, a sense that something has to give. Expect breakthroughs as old, worn-out structures give way to the new. If you would like to see the great conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter on December the 21st, first of all, hope for clear weather. Then look to the southwest after sunset, which is around 3:45 p.m. They will be fairly low in the sky, heading for the horizon before they set around 6 p.m. Other planets putting on a show in December are Mars, the red planet, which can be seen in the evening, and Venus, which is bright in the pre-dawn sky. The solar eclipse on December the 14th is not visible here in the UK, but on December the 30th, look out for the moon after Yule, the final full moon of the year. It will dominate the sky all night, sailing high and bright, a dramatic end to 2020.
Thank you, Neil.